Hello, it's Rich Wilson, the board of Great American Four. It's Friday, November 25th, day after Thanksgiving, and oftentimes a day off back in the U.S. and I mean the Thursday holiday and the weekend, but no holidays out here. It's 24/7. We are at 21 degrees 20 minutes south and 19 degrees 16 minutes west. So working our way across the South Atlantic Ocean, and we have the masthead Jenniker up and the full mainsail. We've had about 12 to 14 knots of wind most of the day, 15 knots maybe. The boat's been going nicely with that. It's a very narrow wind range for this particular sail. It's so big, but it's been working fine for us, and we have quite a complex system coming up with high-pressure systems coming together, actually, and a big front in between two, and some confusion about what happens at that front. It's about 30 miles across. So we are the group of boats that we've been close to, never been able to get ahead of them, but they're going along really nicely and fast. We've just jibed to sort of get down closer to where they are. The wind shifted a little bit, so it was favorable for us to do that. And we've still got an awful long ways to go to get to the next march of the course down by South Africa. South Africa is not really a mark of the course, but that's the opening into the Indian Ocean, 2,400 miles away. It's almost all the way across the U.S. Before we get to our next gate there. And but today, interesting day for one celestial reason, which was we have had the solar panels going, and we were getting good 10 amps out of them for solar panels, is that if one remembers one celestial navigation, the where the sun was relative to the Earth, not just during the day, but north and south seasonally was also current. And so, for instance, in the U.S., June 21st is when the sun is the furthest north. I believe it gets to 23.5 degrees north latitude, and then it turns around and heads south and goes across the equator around September 21st, and then gets to its most southerly position December 21st, and then turns north again. And so we actually sailed underneath the sun today. The sun's declination is the word that's used to describe how far north or south the equator of the sun is. It was 20 degrees south plus some minutes, and we have therefore sailed underneath. And so that's why it's been incredibly hot today. We've had no clouds in the sky, and we had the solar panels going, and they were full throttle 10 amps, which is their capacity today. So we have sailed underneath the sun, and we will now be, the sun will now be north of us as we continue to proceed south. It'll get to 23.5 at around that time in December, and about a month from now, and then we'll start heading back north. So and the reason I was looking at that declination was I actually took a celestial sight yesterday just to try to brush up this technique. So here we are. So we'll be converging with our group behind them, and question, there'll be some good tactics about whether people should be, when should people try to get across this big front where the wind is going to be very confused. And then it'll be coming from the southeast as well. It'll be like two big high-pressure systems in the South Atlantic. And on the southern side of this front, we'll have those southeasterly, they're not trade winds, I guess, because they're too far to the south, but of the same effect as what we had when we came across the equator. So that's it for today, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving Day. Great American Four, off and clear.